This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, and we will start today with what was an historic day for the Boston Police Department. This morning, William Gross was sworn in as Boston's first ever Black police commissioner, and he remarked on this moment at ceremonies held at Morningstar Baptist Church in Mattapan.
You know, in 1983, as a Boston police cadet, if you ever told me I'd be here right now, like, no way. Not a glass ceiling, but a brick ceiling. But again, it is real. Again, look at what we've become. Look how far we've come, rather, and what we have become.
Well, WBUR Simone Rios was at the swearing-in, and he joins us now. Hello, Simone.
Hey, Meghna.
All right, so what did it feel like inside the church at the swearing-in today?
I think the one word that best sums it up is jubilant. People were really aware of what this meant for the city of Boston. Most of the crowd, I would say it was probably a mix, 50-50 police, law enforcement, politicians, and then people from the community, a good mix of people from all parts of the city. You know, and it just really struck me how much this meant to people. You know, I feel that as he said in that clip, that he's been with the department since 1983. Everybody knows this guy, including myself. When I go around, particularly on my Sunday shift, looking for news on the latest crime in the city, I often come across Chief Gross. Now he's commissioner. He's always got a compliment for me, first of all, on my work. And then more importantly, he'll tell me about whatever it is I'm following that day. When he walked into the room, there was a huge standing ovation. Again, I think people were really aware that this is a historic moment for the city.
Right. I mean, he talked about how Boston has the oldest police department in the entire nation, but of course it took until 2018 to get a Black police commissioner. And history really cuts through this day in so many ways because, as we mentioned, he was sworn in at the ceremony you were at Morningstar Baptist Church in Mattapan. It's been his mom's church for 35 years, but also a very important church for the city of Boston for a specific reason that Bishop John Borders III actually brought up today.
In 1992, gangs came into Morningstar Baptist Church and tried to kill a man during a funeral. And in 2018, we are here to confirm the first Black police commissioner in Boston's history.
Yeah, you know, let's remember that this tragedy that Reverend Borders was referring to led to the formation of the 10-Point Coalition. This is a nonprofit dedicated to ending violence in the city. You know, so the fact that it happened in the same church, as he said, more than 25 years after the shooting now, an African-American kid from Dorchester is police commissioner. Even Gross himself said he wouldn't have believed it.
Yeah, wow. I mean, and just for those folks who don't remember, the incident in 1992 at Morningstar was at the funeral of Robert Odom. He was the victim of a drive-by shooting, and gang violence actually broke out in the church during his funeral. People were stabbed, and now Bishop Borders was there that day, and he said it changed the church forever. Yeah. And as you said, Simone, it's really what gave rise to the partnership between the clergy and Boston Police regarding community policing. Now, this issue of community policing, this idea, now Commissioner Gross, he talked a lot about that today.
Yeah, you know, he sort of mentions that it's a cliche. It's something everybody uses, but that, you know, what is the actual definition of it? And for Gross, community policing is about just that, about policing with the interaction and the input of the community. Here's what he had to say.
Often we hear the word community policing. It's just thrown out. What does it mean? Sometimes it becomes jaded. But I'm telling you, here in Boston and here in the Commonwealth, here's what it means. To work collaboratively, police department, the community, the private sector, the businessmen, right? Institutions of higher learning, our great clergy, and everybody in the village. That's what our model means, and that's what we will keep going together.
Yeah, so that was obviously a high point in his address. He even went further. He laid out a 4-point plan for the things he wants to do as police commissioner. The first was community policing, precisely. The second one is that he wants to increase diversity among the ranks. The third was that he wants to increase transparency and welcome community input. And the fourth was that he wants to focus more on officer wellness.
Oh, interesting. So about that point about officer wellness, I was also quite taken with how much Commissioner Gross talked about his dedication to what he called his brothers and sisters in law enforcement, his law enforcement family. For example, there was this moment where he talked really passionately about, you know, defending the memory and the families of officers who have Massachusetts officers, not just in Boston, but in Massachusetts, who've been recently killed in the line of duty.
They will never take the spirit of Officer Tarantino. They will never take the spirit of Officer Gannon. And they will never take the spirit of Officer Chestnut. Because we will not let them. We are the thin blue line. And we will be here for you and their families.
You know, Magna, I'd say about half the people were police or you know, some branch, state police, in attendance today. And, you know, he really spoke at length about how that matters to, you know, his general plan, in addition to the community policing. And again, he spoke about what a hallmark that will be to his job as commissioner.
You know, folks, it's a tough job. It's a tough job. It's a tough job. We understand sometimes there's a lot of anti-police sentiment, and we know why. In Boston, we don't deny things. We acknowledge them and we learn from them. So we don't emulate things that are happening outside of the Commonwealth.
Interesting, that little nod to understanding anti-police sentiment. You know, I have to say, in hearing the commissioner speak today, you get a sense that he really has a sensitive understanding of all the constituencies he has to serve as police commissioner for the city of Boston.
It's not easy.
He talked about the community, talked about his fellow law enforcement officers, politicians, etc. So, you know, we'll see how he does in this new position. But I'm wondering, what was the reaction from people in the audience, from the community itself?
People loved it. Like I said at the beginning, it was just a sense of jubilation. Mayor Marty Walsh was up on stage just beaming at what he was doing, swearing in Commissioner Gross. He sees Gross as not just the next great police commissioner in Boston, but America's next great commissioner. We'll see how that plays out. This thing that stood out for me was when Walsh talked about the white supremacy rally in Charlottesville. And, of course, that was followed a week later by a free speech, quote-unquote, protest in Boston. Walsh says that that rally, that's really where Gross's character shined.
Looks like we don't actually have that cut at the moment here. But, you know, he talked about how, like you said, the week after there were here in Boston, there was a couple of folks at this free speech rally, but tens of thousands of people in a counter protest, and Gross helped to be sure that all of that was pulled off safely.
Yeah, he said that Gross was one of the faces of Boston that day, that he lifted marchers' spirits as he kept them safe, that he stood in the middle of confrontations and the tension seemed to melt away. And Walsh said sometimes Gross does it with a smile and sometimes he does it with that look. You know that look. He may be lovable, but he doesn't play.
And you spoke with some members of the community as well who were at the swearing-in today?
Yeah, I think we have to point out that the appointment of Gross is especially important to the African-American community. It goes without saying. I spoke to Cleston Fleming from Dorchester. He works with Children's Services of Roxbury, and he says seeing a diverse face up there really means a lot to him.
To see an African-American actually who knows the community and has been through the ups and downs and can actually reflect and connect to the youth or to other adults, that's a great feeling.
We have to remember, though, Meghna, that not everybody is entirely convinced. After Gross's swearing in, I spoke to a woman outside named Carlotta Williams of Hyde Park. She liked what she saw, but she really wants to see more people of color among the police command staff.
I'm trying to remain optimistic, and I hope that the community policing gets better and it expands and gets off the ground. And I'm hoping the command staff will be more diversified. Hopefully he's working on that.
You know, but Carlotta told me the appointment of the first black police commissioner is a real cause for hope. And, you know, I think a lot of people in Boston are feeling that way today.
That's WBUR's Simone Rios bringing us news and analysis of the swearing-in today of now Commissioner William Gross. He's Boston's first ever black police commissioner. Simone, thank you so very much.
Thanks a lot, Meghna.
All right. Well, as we mentioned, Gross has been a member of the Boston Police Department for more than 30 years. So we want to hear more about who he is and how he might lead the department. And joining us now to give us some analysis is Bill Forey. He's managing editor of the Dorchester Reporter. Bill, it's great to have you on Radio Boston.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Also with us is Brian Kies, chief of police for the Chelsea Police Department. Chief Kies, it's great to have you back as well.
Thank you, Meghna. Thanks for calling me. Appreciate it.
So Bill Forey, let me start with you. You've followed the story of Commissioner Gross for a long time, reported on him for a long time. How important do you think it is for Boston that he is the new head of BPD?
I think, as Simone's report illustrated, there is a great deal of optimism, of hope, and of jubilation today among people of color, but also across the board. I mean, people who have gotten to know Willie Gross all these years, first as a patrolman, as a sergeant, as a sergeant detective, and so on, have seen this sort of promise in him from the get-go, from the 1990s when he was a beat cop, talking to people who interacted with him back then in Area C-11 or Area B-3 in Dorchester and Mattapan. They spotted in him the characteristics of a leader, of somebody who was able to diffuse situations on the street and was able to transcend race and gender on the street and be able to talk to people and meet them where they live. That's a characteristic that I think people saw today in his remarks, if they have seen Willie Gross in action before, and we'll see more of. He has that charisma, that spark that people are attracted to, but at the same time, he is a beat cop at his heart. Huh. It's what he wanted to be when he joined the department. His aspiration wasn't to become commissioner. It was to become a sergeant detective, and he did. He became one, became a well-respected one within the department.
Chief Kies, I mean, you're the head of a department yourself here. What kind of characteristics does it take to successfully lead a police department? And do you think Commissioner Gross has those?
I mean, absolutely. I think Will has all that. And then some. Bill just mentioned about charisma. And, you know, I've seen that. I've known Will now for about 4.5 years. We got to know each other quite well. We traveled on a law enforcement trip to Israel back in 2014 and then most recently to El Salvador for a week. But He's the type of leader. He always commands a room, whether it's a room full of law enforcement officials, whether it's a room full of police officers in general, whether it's a community meeting. He just has that natural charisma. He just has, you know, people gravitate towards him. I was there today as well, and I you know, talking about gravitate towards him, I tried to get up on the stage as well as a number of other people at the conclusion of the ceremony. And, you know, Will, obviously, he's a rock star. He's up there. He's signing. He's taking photographs. He's signing, his autograph. And then he was ushered off at some point.
Chief Kies, can I just jump in here for a second and ask you something? Because, I mean, for days now, we've been hearing this, that there's very positive reaction from the community. Obviously, this is a historic moment for Boston. But in a sense, history has been foisted upon William Gross, right? But the actual act of policing, of being a commissioner of police, Lord knows what's going to be thrown at him. Are people expecting too much of him simply because he's the first black police commissioner for Boston?
Honestly, I don't think so. You know, Boston's a little bit unique. I mean, they have a police commissioner, but they also have a superintendent in chief. And as we all know, Will was the number two leader of that department for the last 4.5 years. And essentially, I mean, you know, Billy Evans, you know, Commissioner Evans was out there. He did a ton, you know, for the BPD. But Will was right there, side by side with them. And I think, honestly, in my opinion, the transition, I think, is going to be seamless. And I think, him taking over today, matter of fact, when I was talking to him a while ago, I said, this is your day and enjoy it. He said, nope, off tonight, you know, to National Night Out. I got many appearances to make, and I'm on the clock, you know, and that's the type of person he is.
Bill Forey, same question to you. Is there a risk of sort of unrealistic expectations for Commissioner Gross?
Well, there's that danger, of course, and I think he's going to have to manage those expectations. I think he did a pretty good job of that today in outlining, you know, four points that Simone mentioned in his report, which are, you know, which are potentially manageable. I think the biggest hurdle for him will be the diversity, the number two plank of his plan, bringing more diversity to the not only the command staff but the rank and file, which has been a problem. There are systemic hurdles to diversity hire in the Boston Police Department and municipal government. And Commissioner Gross is going to have to be a change agent and be aggressive on that if he wants to see these things happen. He's going to have to get the buy-in of the mayor, who obviously is at his side today, and is going to have to be a real ally in pushing forward some policy change to make sure that more people of color, people like Willie Gross, a young Willie Gross back in the 1980s who aspired to be a police officer, has that opportunity. There are new hurdles to that for modern-day Willie Gross.
You know, it's interesting. Over the weekend, he spoke to NBC 10 Boston about what it's been like for him being a black police officer in the city, and he talked about sort of his early years, and you can hear he has obviously the firsthand experience of the challenges you were just talking about, Bill. So let's listen.
There were people that call me Uncle Tom, sellouts, you're crazy, they hate you. But when I got on board, I learned that not all white cops are bad, not all black cops are good. People are people. Good people are good people.
Bill Forty, what do you think about that?
That's been one of his assets from day one when he first hit the streets in Dorchester in the 80s. He was able to, you know, he has his own biases and has his own turmoil that he's gone through as a young person growing up here. He was able to put some of that aside to meet people where they live, so to speak, white folks that he would have to police and gain as allies, and black folks, too, who were suspicious of the police, you know, as he mentioned, with good justification in this city and others. So he's been a perfect person to try to bridge that gap. The real challenge for him, and this is where, to get to your point about managing expectations, not every police officer in the department is Willie Gross. You know, he is a unique individual who he's a leader who can inspire others, and that's going to be his charge here, to try to take his style and let it filter down through the ranks.
Yeah. Brian Kies, I mean, up until today, Willie Gross has been, or Commissioner Gross has been, superintendent in chief. So he was the number two person at BPD, obviously has a great deal of familiarity with overall city and Boston police leadership. But I'm wondering, you know, is there anything that you think now that he's commissioner is there something, you know, unexpected that you think that he needs to be thinking about that he might not have had to think about before?
Well, he did mention that he's going to keep Billy Evans's phone number on speed dial, but he has a lot of contacts around the state. He has a lot of contacts, obviously, within the agency. I think he's going to do fine. I think he's, you know, Boston's a busy place, obviously, and I think aside from his 4-point plan, I mean, you know, he and I talking offline, and he said this many times. I mean, his goal is to drive down violence in the inner neighborhoods of Boston. I mean, they're averaging probably a homicide a week, you know, for the last few years. And, you know, he really wants to take the guns, as did Commissioner Evans, out of the hands of these would-be criminals and really just, you know, do everything he can to really make the city as safe as it needs to be. So I think he's going to do great. I think, again, like I said earlier, the transition, I think, is going to be seamless. And I think, you know, his approachable style and the fact that he's so responsive to the needs of the members of the community are going to take him a long way.
Yeah. You know, so a few days ago, we talked with Jamal Crawford. He's creator and editor of the website The Blackstonian. It's a news and commentary publication here in Boston, representing Boston's black community. He had some interesting things to say, and I just want to play a little cut here from him, because, yes, he acknowledges that while this is a historic moment for the city of Boston, Jamal Crawford also had a couple of concerns, and here they are.
Congratulations to him individually, but that would have not been my pick for commissioner if given that choice. I think that what we miss here is a process, a community process. It would have been nice to have a pick from candidates, and I'm uncomfortable with them emerging from rank and file anyway, because there's too many allegiances and relationships there.
Bill Forty, let me turn that to you, because I think this is something that perhaps, I don't know if we will, but I wouldn't be surprised if we heard more of this in the coming days and weeks after the initial jubilation sort of settles down, because it is true. William Gross is a 30-plus year veteran of the Boston Police Department. Is there, could there potentially be a concern that he's so intricately tied into BPD that the changes that the department may need may not come as quickly as they could?
Yeah, and that's a critique that we've heard from other quarters, not just Jamal Crawford, who's made that case very articulately, as always. But, you know, I think conventional wisdom is that actually Willie Gross is very well positioned to make reform within this department because of the fact that he has 30 years in and he's observed it from the ground up. Yes, he has no doubt alliances and friendships within the department. That can also serve him well. You need the buy-in of the rank and file to make change. You need the buy-in of command staff and the mayor, of course. A lot of this is a political game to affect change. So bringing in an outsider, perhaps, from another city, is that a model? It is. Would it work here in Boston? I don't think so. I think that having the experience of being the number two person in the department for the last 5 years under Commissioner Evans serves him quite well. He also, by the way, served at the academy, and he has, and Mayor Walsh mentioned this today, he's officer friendly to the public, but he is a stickler. He is a hard-nosed cop, and he has the respect of his rank and file. He can affect discipline within the department. But by all accounts of the officers I've interviewed over the years, he's no pushover. So I would expect to see Commissioner Gross come in with a plan, execute it. It will take time for him to settle in, no doubt, but his command staff picks will be the first thing to look for to see if change is really happening. Yeah.
Chief Kies, I'm just wondering if you have a moment or a story or an interaction with Commissioner Gross that you think really sort of describes the kind of person he is.
Well, I know that his biggest fear of taking this job is having to wear a suit every day. That's kind of laughed about that. But no, I think, you know, Bill just nailed it. I mean, I agree 100%. I mean, I'm kind of biased. I mean, this is my 32nd year in policing, and I started in Chelsea and been the chief in Chelsea 11 years. And so you don't always need somebody to come from the outside. There's a time and place in certain agencies where a change agent is necessary. But I think that, you know, Billy Evans certainly has laid the foundation, Eddie Davis before him. But I think Will has the respect of certainly the members, the men and women of that department. And I think he really has all the tools that he needs to take in the direction that they need to take in order to drive down violence.
Yeah.
So I agree wholeheartedly.
Well, and Bill Forey, let me just turn that question back to you as a final thought. Is there sort of, you've been following William Gross for so long, is there a moment or a story or something that he did that really stands out to you?
I can just remember the first time meeting Willie Gross at a softball game in Dorchester, and I knew he was a cop, but I figured he was there as a community service officer, like he had to be there. And in fact, I quickly learned he was there on his own because he wanted to hang out. He wanted to play softball with his colleagues, with the merchants from Dorchester, with the civic leaders. He wanted to be there on his own. And the first picture I ever took with him, he was picking up a guy named Tiger Stockbridge, who's probably listening. And he's about Willie Gross's size. He's a strong guy. It was more of a bear hug than anything else. And he just had that warmth about him that was genuine and that has carried him through his 33-year career here, and I think served him well, served the city well. I expect to see that sort of hands-on relationship building continue with him in the commissioner's role.
Well, Bill Forey is the managing editor of the Dorchester Reporter. Thank you so much for joining us today, Bill.
You bet.
And Brian Kies, chief of police for the Chelsea Police Department. Chief Kies, it's always great to talk with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Meghna. Appreciate it.
We'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.